Welcome back to the OU Daily International Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman of the Orthodox Union. As always, it is great to be back with each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the 23rd day of the month of Iyar and the 38th day of the Omer. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family, and whose names are prominently listed in the OU daily email to sponsor future programs, and we greatly appreciate your support. Please visit ou.org/call, that's ou.org/call. Please note the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For those who've been asking, and I am thrilled to share that our archives are updated, and they are pretty much updated almost every day. So check out the link in the daily email. That will take you to our new homepage for the daily Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. And all of the calls going back now over a year are there, and they get updated several times a week. So certainly check them out. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the daily call and introduce Rabbi Yisrael Siner of Beth Jacob Congregation of Irvine in Irvine, California, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Siner slowly reciting our three daily chapters of Tehillim, Perek, Chaf Gimel, Kuf, Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. These are chapters 23, 121, and 130, and it will be followed by the Mishaberach Lecholim and Achenu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, Bechavod, and a good morning. With great honor, Rabbi Siner.
Hi, thank you very much, Naftali, Rabbi Herman, and thank you, of course, to the OU for putting all of this together in such a beautiful and meaningful way. Our sages describe the messianic times in often cryptic and very often terms that seem to be contradictory. So much so that our approach, general approach, is that we will understand it when it happens. That's when all of these teachings will make sense to us. When they speak about the Geula, the redemption, they start Ein Ben David Va, the descendant of King David, the Mashiach, the Messiah, will not come until we are either kulo zakai or kulo chayev, when we're all worthy or all unworthy. And that seems to be somewhat worrisome. It seems there's no in-between ground. And yet the world and the Jewish people always have some who are worthy and some who perhaps are less than worthy. If so, how can we truly hope and anticipate this geula, this redemption? A few weeks ago in our Torah reading, we read the pasuk, "B'tzedek tishpot amitecha," to judge in a righteous fashion. On the surface, this is referring, of course, to judges. However, our sages looked further and saw this verse as the source to dan lekaf zechus, to judge others favorably. Even though every person and every action is an amalgam of good and not necessarily such good, we should focus on the positive. As such, this pasuk is not just a command to the judges, but to each and every one of us to find the good and justify all those that we encounter. This can help us gain an understanding on how we can, in fact, be all worthy. The heavens view and judge us as we judge and view others. If we can be dan lekaf zechus, to see the good and positive in others, then we can, in fact, all be worthy. Every person I see has their qualities. Every person is worthy. And that is how the heavens will view us. And we can become today a door, a generation that is kulo zakai, that are all worthy. But how do we do this? In Pirkei Avos, Ethics of the Fathers, we are taught, La'olam havidan es kol ha'adam l'kaf zechus. Normally translated as, we should always judge every person in a favorable manner. However, if we look carefully, we see the wording is not kol adam, every person, but rather kol ha'adam, which is actually translated as all the person, all of the person, the entire person. In other words, in order to judge someone else, one needs to know and to take into account the entirety of that person, their youth, all of their experiences, what's going on in their personal life, their health, their relationships, how their kids are doing in school, if their favorite sports team won last night. The list goes on and on, because we know that the way that we react to so many situations is based on all of those factors and then some. So the Mishnah is not just telling us to judge others favorably. It is giving us the key as to how to do that. Recognize that you are unaware of all that is motivating that person to act in such a way. So cut them the same slack that you hope that others will cut for you. You see, my friends, we ultimately decide how we will interpret all that goes on around us. As the great Dr. Viktor Frankl taught in his classic Man's Search for Meaning, the last freedom that a person has, the freedom that can never be taken away, is the choice of how to react to any given situation. So ultimately, we decide if we will see beauty or ugliness, compassion or indifference. We create the type of world that surrounds us through our attitude. This, of course, is the very essence of the classic teaching of Rabbi Akiva, that the verse, V'ahavta l'reyacha kamocha, loving your fellow as yourself, that is the basis of the entire Torah. As we approach the holiday of Shavuos, this attitude will not only prepare us for our own personal Kabbalat HaTorah, accepting of the Torah, but it can also prepare us for a beautiful life surrounded by wonderful people, and as we become kulo zakai, all worthy, it can prepare us for the ultimate redemption. Comparatively, amen, oh amen, may it be speedily in our days. Amen. We will now turn to chapter 23, Perek Chaf Gimel, in Tehillim. Mizmor le David, Adonai roi lo echsar. Bin osteshe yarbitehi almei menuchos yenahaleni nafshi yeshovev yancheni v'magalei tzedek l'man shemo gam ki eilech v'gei talmaves lo ira ra Ki ata imadi shivtecha u'mishantecha heima yenachamuni taroch lefanai shulchan neged tzorarai dishanta vashemen roshi kosi rivaya ach tov vachesed yudefuni kol yinei chayai, v'shavti b'veis Adonai, li'orech yomim. Perek Kuf Chaf Aleph, Psalm 121. Shir lamalos, esa'inai el heharim, me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri, me'im Adonai, osei shamayim v'oretz, al yitein lamot raglecha, al yanum shomrecha, hinei, lo yanum v'lo yishan, shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzilecha, al yad yiminecha, yomam hashemesh lo yakeka, v'yareyach balayla. Adonai yishmorcha mikol ra, yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai yishmor seischa uvoecha me'ata v'ad olam. Lastly, we'll say Perek Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Shir hamalos mi ma'amakim kirasicha Adonai. Adonai shima zikoli, tiena aznecha kashuvos lekol tachanunai. Im avonos tishmorya, Adonai mi yamod, ki incha haslicha leman tivarei, ki visi Adonai ki visa nafshi v'lidvaro hochalti, nafshi l'Adonai mishomerim laboker, shomerim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai hachesed, v'harbe imo fidus, v'hu yifte es Yisrael mikol avonosav. I will now say the Mishaberach, the prayer for Chol and those in need of healing. And I will pause at the point where everybody should please insert the names of all those for whom you are davening, you are praying. Mishaberach Avoseinu, Avraham, Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Moshe Aharon, David Ushlomo, Huyivarech, V'Yirapei Es HaCholim. Ba'avur shemispadalim ba'avuram, bizchar zeh ha-kadosh baruch hu, yimalei rachamim aleihem, v'hachalimam, ularaposam, ulahachazikam, ulahachayotam, v'yishlach lahem mehera, refua shleima min ha-shamayim, l'chol avereihem, ולכל גידיהם, בסוך שאר חולי ישראל, רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף, השתא בעגלה ובזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן. We'll conclude with Achenu, Kol Beis Yisrael, our brothers, entire family of Israel, brothers and sisters, who are in a state of distress, that Hashem should come to their aid in redemption. Acheinu kol beis Yisrael hanesunim b'tzara u'b'shivya ha'omdim bein bayam u'vein bayabasha ha'makom yirachem aleihem v'yotzien mitzara lirvacha u'me'afela la'ora u'mishibud ligula hashra bagala ובזמן קריב, ונאמר, אמן. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Singer. Sorry, I think I cut you off right there at the end, but again, thank you so much. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered, Latova, for good. Please join us again tomorrow, Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, as we will hear words of inspiration from Rabbi Aaron Lankry of Beis Medrash Or Chaim in Muncie, New York. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.